It's our next edition of Season Countdown, and it's fair to say in 2018 they were the team that teased us the most. 2-6 after 8 rounds, they came home like a steam train to win 9 of their last 10 and fell just short of a finals appearance. If they had have made it, they might have done some damage, but that's by the by now. We're on the eve of a new season. Newtown Chill coach Damien McMahon, good enough to join us in the K-Rock studios. Damien, have you spent much time reflecting on last year and wondering what could have been if you hadn't have been 2-6 after... up to Queen's birthday weekend?
Yeah, there's no doubt we did, Tom. Probably got to a point in the season where we knew that we were in a position that potentially we could play finals. We needed to win every game. Probably after the Bell Park game that we dropped, started to give it a lot of thought that it was more than likely we were going to miss out. And the form that we're in was nothing short of disappointment. So, we're our own worst enemy, got off to a poor start. You're right, we stormed home and we're in fantastic form, playing some really good footy, but we just left our run just that one week, probably too short, really.
Yeah. The loss to Bell Park, was that a build-up of that you were probably, the bubble was going to burst at some stage? You'd been on such a high for so long, you'd had so many quality wins, including the big one over the eventual Premier St Joseph's, that there was going to be a prick in the bubble?
We probably didn't see that loss coming. We're in the sort of form that we thought we could beat anyone at that stage. Bell Park's always been a struggle for us, particularly at Bell Park. Leading up to that game, we're really blessed with some fantastic weather that was really suiting the style of football we're playing. And we come across Bell Park on a typical day over at Hamelin Reserve, blowing a gale to one side over to the school.
Muddy in the centre wicket.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest day, and it really just didn't... it probably suited them more than it did us. And to their credit, they went into the game with a real clear plan, and that was to slow us down, and that's exactly what they done, and just took away what was probably our greatest asset at the time. I really think if we had played them in some better conditions, it might have been a different result, and who knows, in a couple of weeks after that, we might have been running around at Kinnear Park. It wasn't to be, though, so credit to them, and they were the team that sort of stopped us in our tracks and probably done the damage to halt us from getting to the finals.
All right, time to look forward, though. Well, let's look at summer first. A bit of a positive out of last year. Some of the kids that might have flown under the radar ended up on the radar, and you ended up with a few of your boys down at Geelong VFL, and I think a couple of them may have even made the list.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we've got five at the Cats at the moment, which is fantastic. Probably Ned Harris is an example of one of those guys that might have flown under the radar. Ned being a local junior player for many years at the club. His father, Dean, played a lot of football at our footy club as well. Really developed well last year, second year of senior footy. The year before, he only played a couple of games. He broke his ankle. We always internally knew that he was going to be one of our best players. It was just a matter of getting him out in the park and letting him go for it. And that's exactly what he done. He became, I think, one of the better players in the competition in the back end of the season, and hence he was rewarded with a pre-season at the Cats VFL. Unfortunately, he missed out on a contract, but he's on the development list. So we know that he's going to be better for it, and he's in great position to play really good GFL senior football and hopefully squeeze in some games at the Cats later in the season. Yep. Mitch Diamond back at the Cats again. He only just got a contract after the game against Werribee.
Looked good too against Werribee last week, looking at the game.
Yeah, so Mitch, unfortunately, had a pretty serious ankle injury about round 16 last year, missed the last few games of the season. But had a slow pre-season, finally getting up and going and playing footy now, and hence why he's probably been a little bit of a latecomer with a contract at the Cats. But we know Mitch is, equally as good as Ned Harris, at the same age, they come from the same school, played a lot of footy together, and we're really excited about having Mitch, going to another level with us at GFL level, and like Ned, hopefully play some games at the Cats as well.
Yep, you had Alex Sincotta down there as well.
Yeah, Alex, probably another guy that's flown under the radar, another local Newtown boy. He's been a junior footballer at Newtown for a long time. Same age as those two boys that we just spoke about. He's been offered a contract at the Cats a couple of months ago now, and he's been excelling down there. Had a fantastic season at Newtown and Chilwell last year, developing along nicely, got some great speed, uses the ball really well. So we're really excited about what those guys have got to offer both us and Geelong VFL when they get the opportunities.
And you've got a couple of additions to the club who will also float between Elderslie Reserve and GMHBA Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've just picked up a young player from Ballarat Rebels in Braden Hallier. Braden originates from the Horsham district. He's played the last 2 years at Ballarat Rebels. He's a development list player at the Cats. He's been training with us over the last couple of months. Ripping young guy, tall back, only 18 though. He's going to take a bit of time to develop, but you know, someone that will be a long-term player, I'd imagine, at our club, and hopefully play some games at the Cats as well. And then we've got a couple of other youngsters that are down there, a couple of other 18-year-olds as well, and Zane Kieran, who's joined us from Bendigo Pioneers. Yep. Zane's been an elite sportsman, played at the highest level in both cricket and football he can. Represented Vic Country last year and played cricket for Australia. Unfortunately, Zane at the moment has got a back injury that he sustained last year playing for Vic Country in the 18s Championships. We're really hopeful we'll get some games out of Zane later in the season, but at the moment he'll focus on his rehab with both Geelong and Newtown and Shul. And yeah, he's an exciting talent. And probably the other one to throw in there that is everyone glosses over a little bit sometimes is Baxter Mench. Baxter, obviously a talent of football at the Falcons program last year, and you know, a real strong ball winner. He played for us last week in a practice match, but he's also on the Cats list as well as a development listed player. So yeah, we're really well represented there. And then it goes a little bit deeper. We've got 8 players at the Geelong Falcons this year, which is you know, probably the highest we've had for many a year. So you know, our young stocks are really growing at our footy club, and we know that that's going to help drive us forward. You know, in the coming seasons,
it's all about talented one pointers, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the point system obviously is driving every club to invest heavily in their youth, and we're a club that has been doing that for a long time. We probably haven't been great at keeping them, flowing them through the system, but you know, we've certainly taken a different view over the last couple of years about how we manage our young players and how we transfer them from, you know, Colts footy into senior football. And we're seeing some great examples of that. All those guys that I just spoke about are all, you know, all bar a couple that have been recruits, come through our junior program. And, you know, throw on top of that a young player like Connor Joseph at the moment, who's still only, you know, turning 19, and, you know, he's got 2 seasons of senior footy under his belt already, and will be, a genuine GFL senior footballer this year.
You've also recruited a couple of handy names into the club. I want to ask you about Blake Sutterby, obviously a link to the club. His father, Simon, well known up at Elderslie Reserve for his various roles. But Blake comes in having won, I think, 2 best and fairest at Geelong Amateur. Do you see him being a bona fide GFL star straight up?
Yeah, I hope so. He's got that ahead of him to prove that that's the case. But what he's done at Ballerine level, you'd like to think he can transfer into GFL senior football. He's got the size and shape and the aptitude to be a solid contributor at this level. You know, he'll complement what is already a pretty strong midfield. But what we love about Blake, he's come with the right attitude. He's a big, strong body. He's mature. You know, he's got a head on his shoulders, and you know, he's really keen to follow in his father's footsteps and you know, make his own name at Newtown and Shul. Simon was obviously a great player, being a coach, being the captain of the club, played a lot of footy with Southers for a number of years, and yeah, for me, it's exciting to be coaching his son now.
Make you feel a bit older too?
Absolutely, yeah.
A couple of recruits I want to ask you about that are from out of the district, and one that I think excites you is Doug Palmer. He's a bit of an unknown. He's been playing at Wirranine, I think is the North Central League, and has kicked some goals up there. But from what I understand, there's a real real go-getter on the field, really attacks the footy. Is that what I'm hearing right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, he's been a real find for us, Doug. Ripping young fella. He's only 22. Played a lot of senior football, obviously at a lesser level, but you know, he's really comfortable where he's at. He's had a strong pre-season. He knows it's a massive step up for him in grade. But he's got a fantastic attitude, got a great character, and he's done all the work over the pre-season. So he played his first practice match for us last week and kicked 3 goals, I think, in a half. Leads up really strongly at the ball. He's probably played as a more of a key position player back at his home club. We see him probably playing more of as a half-forward type player. But, you know, he's 190 centimetres and really well put together. So very mature for his age, and we're really confident he can, yeah, can play a lot of GFL senior football.
I think Brooke Martin was a premiership player with Benalla in the Goulburn Valley League, which is on a par with the GFL in terms of standard. What do you hope he brings to you guys? And I believe he might have had some time away from footy, is that correct?
Yeah, he has. He's been in New South Wales. He's been a paramedic, so he's missed the last couple of years of footy. His last game was a grand final for Benalla, so played in the premiership there. Got a couple of brothers as well, one at Williamstown at the moment. that's you know, hoping to play, you know, VFL footy on a regular basis. But yeah, ideally we'll end up with all three of them at our footy club in the future. Brooke, yeah, he's 27 years old. He's a very mature guy. Seen as a key back, very tight checking defender, about 193 centimetres, in really good condition. So yeah, he's a guy that's going to add a lot of experience, and that's, you know, we had a flavour of that in our recruiting campaign this year. We're after some mature age talent to add some leadership and bolster our stocks in that space. After, I suppose, the year before, getting a lot of youngsters, a lot of teenagers come to our club. So, you know, guys like Doug, Brooke, and Blake Sutherby, I should say, you know, a bona fide senior footballers that we think can come and have an impact for us. Yep.
How much will you see of Regan Grimwood this year? He's coming from Queenscliff, but I understand he might be away for some of the season.
Yeah, he's an interesting one, Regan. He's just started some teaching at Christian College. He's got a 6-month contract, so he's uncertain at this stage. The plan was always to travel, but as you know, those plans can change as seasons progress. So yeah, we're going into it with an open mind. If he does decide to travel mid-year, like he told us he would at the beginning, we'll be okay with that. But we know early on in the season he can come in and have an impact, and you know, the upside is we'll have him for a number of seasons, not just this one. So we've gone in with a real long-term view with Regan. He's still a young player and you know, certainly talented, super quick. One of the Ballerine better players, obviously played in the league last year with Blake Sutherby. So you know, we think he can add a lot to us at senior level at Newtown.
Yep. Paul Hinckley returns to the club, which is fantastic news, and I believe still got the farm down in the Western District and is going to travel back up. Does he come back? Did he get down to a 1-point before
he
left?
Yeah, so, yeah, 1-point player for us, no different to Blake Sutherby. So, you know, as you know, those guys are gold when you can get 1-pointers back that are bona fide senior footballers. You know, has a long history with our club and a much-loved and admired footballer at Newtown and Chewell.
Big country representative.
Absolutely, on a number of occasions, GFL representative, you know, known as he's, you know, one of the better blokes in football. He's dearly loved at our club, and everyone speaks highly. I'm yet to see him play a game of football, but yeah, looking forward to getting him out there in the coming weeks in the pre-season games, with a view to have him right for round one. Yeah, you're right. He's living back at home in Cobden, dairy farmer back there on the family property. So he's a travelling player. We're only seeing him once a week, but he's a mature age guy, 30 years of age now. We know that you know, fitness has been one of his strengths in the past, and he's in great condition. And we know we'll be doing the work to have him ready to play senior footy with us.
Yep. How does Matt McMahon elevate his football further again? Two-time Matheson medalist. He's probably one of the most inspirational captains we've seen in the 40-year history of the GFL. How does he take his game to the next level? And I suppose, how does he deal with the fact he's probably going to be targeted even more in season 2019?
Yeah, well, I think that's just the evolution of great midfielders. You know, the more accolades they get, the more attention they get. But the great ones in the game always keep rising above. And I'm really confident Matt will do that. In my 2 years working with him, I know he's improved year by year. For me, you know, I'm really looking for more improvement from a leadership point of view. He's going to his third year at our club as his captain. You know, if Matt can maintain the level of football he's played in the last two seasons, we'll be really happy with that. But if he can, you know, pass that knowledge on and continue to develop our younger players with his leadership, you know, that's where I think he can improve the most. Yeah, there's no doubt his football will continue to grow. You know, he's at the prime of his career. You know, 28 years of age, I think he's about to turn. So, you know, a lot of the guys are playing their best footy. He's, you know, he's a robust character, much loved, and you know, footy is in his veins. You know, he's very much part of the Newtown Chewell DNA at our football club. So, yeah, if he can develop in the way he has over the last 2 years, I think he can get better, and there's no doubt he'll be one of the best mids in the competition.
David Fanning, every year we look at it and go, is this going to be Fano's last year? But he's 2018 was outstanding, and no doubt, you know, you're relying on what he does in the ruck, but from what I understand, he's in really good condition and primed for another big year.
Yeah, he's a bit like Hinks, one of our older statesmen that, you know, knows exactly what they need to do to get themselves right. You know, Fano's probably not known for his running power, but he's certainly known for his size and shape and his ability to win the ball off his hand. Well, to give it to guys like Matt McMahon around him. Mm. You know, he's probably played a big part in helping Matt be the player he has been, particularly at clearances. But yeah, he's in good nick. You know, at one stage we didn't think he was going to play. He was, you know, a bit up in the air for a period of time, but didn't take much to convince him. It was really just about his body and where that was at. Yeah. But yeah, he's in good order. He's going to play tomorrow in our practice match against University Blues, and I'm pretty confident he'll be back at it, picking up where he left it. You know, he doesn't need a lot of coaching. David simply was his age. I think he's young, on 34 years of age. Mm-hmm. So he's, you know, probably the oldest player in the competition, I'd imagine, or close to it.
Yeah.
But very experienced, great leader, gives us first use more times than not. And the rule changes, I think, will work to his favour with the ability to be able to grab the ball out of the ruck, which is something he was doing, you know, earlier on in his career. But obviously with the rules not allowing that,
yep,
sort of took away one of his greatest assets. So to be able to have that frame size and grab it and handball it or get it and kick it, particularly in the forward line, will work in his favour.
Yep. Can I ask you where Sam Nicholls is at? He was one of the great stories of season 2018 until, unfortunately, I think did his knee in round 17. By rights, probably should have won the goal kicking, taking nothing away from Aidan Grace. Did the knee have the surgery? Will you see him at any stage in the first half of the year?
Maybe not the first half, but certainly the second. He's doing full training at the moment. He's flying, you know, to the point where, looking at him last night, you know, if you didn't know he'd had a knee reconstruction, you'd be thinking he'd be playing around one. Yeah. You know, he's starting to go with some confidence around that knee, but, you know, his fitness is growing. He's probably been full training now for about 3 weeks. So he's miles ahead of where we thought he would be. Mm. I think, you know, there'll be a point in time where we'll set a date and we'll say that's when you're coming back. But it's really just about getting his mindset right and having the confidence in it. But structurally, the physios are really happy with where it's at. I think it's, you know, the strength is great. And, you know, if he really wanted to, he could probably play in a month's time. We won't do that. He's obviously a young, developing player at our club, and we want to make sure we're looking after his best interests with a view to the future. But, you know, to have him coming back into our side in the second half of the season will be, you know, something to really look forward to. And our members and supporters will be, you know, be counting down the days to see him back out there playing full forward for us.
Yep. Does that mean Doug Palmer starts at full forward for you first part of the year?
Potentially, yeah. We're trying a few things with the practice matches with a few different combinations. You know, probably Doug's a guy that could play that role for us. He's kicked a lot of goals previously. Darcy Troop is a guy that sort of was, you know, in the back seat last year of Sam Nicholls' rise, but still managed to kick a lot of goals.
Kicked, I think, 25 in 11 games.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'd like to think that we'll get a whole season out of Darcy, and if we can do that, you know, and he doubles that tally, well, you know, it'd be a really dangerous forward for us. You know, he had some games where he kicked 4 or 5 goals, and he'd done that, you know, he repeated that a number of times. So, you know, he's fit, he's strong, he's another year older. He's a, you know, hard guy to match up on simply because of his ability to run hard for his size. So, yeah, we'd like to think that he can play a key role for us as well.
After a tough start to season 2018, the GFL, based on last year's ladder, have been a little bit more generous. West, Lara, St Mary's, North Shore being your opening month. The outsider's view would be that at worst you're going to be 3-1. You'd love to be 4-0, but I suspect, knowing the competition that it is, you just don't know what it's going to serve up on some afternoons.
No, absolutely. As you know, if you're not playing your best football, regardless of who you're playing, you can find yourself on the wrong end of the ledger. So, you know, we've got to learn from last year. Yeah, there were some games there that we should have won that we didn't. We probably let a couple of teams off the hook just due to our inexperience. We got pushed around a little bit. We'd like to think that we've learnt from that, and we're prepared to, you know, with a bigger, stronger group. We know, you know, the start of the season, everyone's generally at their fittest and strongest, and we need to be able to match, you know, everyone in the competition when it comes to that, the physicality side of the game. So we put a lot of time into the size and shape of our players so that early on, regardless of whether we're playing the best teams or the teams that have, you know, been at the bottom end of the ladder over the last couple of years, that we're in a position to compete really hard and make every post the winner.
And the Mob on the other side of Autumn Street, the team to beat?
It's hard to know. Like, you know, on the back of winning a premiership last year, you'd always say, well, you know, they're going to be right up there, and history would tell us that they've been one of the best teams in the comp for a long period of time now. You know, new coach, but still they've got a good system there. I'd imagine, you know, nothing much will change. So I'd like to think that, you know, they'll be the team to beat still. We'll be certainly doing everything in our power to be their level with them or a step above them. So, yeah. Probably them, St Mary's, no different to last year, I think, will be the two hardest teams to beat.
Yeah, it's going to be real. I think that there's probably legitimately seven or eight teams that were battling out finals berths this year. Is that a fair way to look at it?
Absolutely, yeah. There was no doubt there was some shifts later in the season where, you know, South Barwon, for example, started the season really well, got off to a good start, got some good early wins and gained some good momentum. They had a lot of injuries, and if, you know, they had some of their players more available, I think they could have went even a little bit further. You know, they've recruited really well. They're in, you know, a really good window, I think. You know, a club very similar to ours, I think, that's invested heavily in some youth over the last couple of years and is now in a position where they're trying to, you know, see some fruit for the reward. So I would say they'll be right up there, and they'll be one of the hardest teams in the comp to beat. And then there's some other clubs that, you know, Bell Park's a great example. You know, they're not a club that's going to go from, you know, regular finals to the bottom of the ladder. They're going to be thereabouts. They're always going to be hard to beat at their home ground. And, yeah, there's not going to be too many easy games, I'd imagine.
Damien, always great to talk football with you. Hopefully the start to season 2019 is a little bit more palatable than the start to 2018. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing Sammy Nichols back in the red and black later in the season. Good luck for 2019, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Damien McMahon joining us, the coach of Newtown and Chilwell. And, of course, this year, Momentum Energy brings you K-Rock Football Tipping. This year we are tipping on the AFL. It's underway, but you can still join the BFL and the GFL. So if you're a Newtown and Chilwell fan and you think you're good at tipping, well, you can win yourself $1,000 for winning the GFL tipping. But if you nominate the Eagles as your club, guess what? They will pick up $1,000 as well. So there's a reason to join K-Rock Football Tipping for season 2019. Thanks to Momentum Energy, head to krockfootball.com.au and hit the footy tipping tab. Next, in our season countdown series, going to catch up with North Geelong coach Aidan George.